Bezras Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Ayin Gimel in Maseches Yevamos. Our daf is going to continue the topic. We'll pick up on the bottom of Ayin Beis on the base. We're going to pick up with the topic of who is kosher, who can mix the Efer Para with water. First, we're going to discuss the viability of an androgynous doing the mixing of the Efer and the water on the bottom of Ayin Beis on the base. Then we're going to discuss an Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, the status of a Tful Yom doing the Kiddush of Efer Para. And then on the top of Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, towards the top, we'll go back to the issue of an Arel, and that is the status of an Arel vis-a-vis Meiser. And we'll compare the halachas of Meiser to Bikurim. Then on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, we're going to discuss the halachas of Bikurim and Meiser for an Onein. Unfortunately, those halachas are still relevant today in the sense that of categorizing, understanding the halachas of Onein. And the Gemara will compare that to the halacha of Truma, which is mutter to an Onein. So let's pick up about 10 lines from the bottom on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Va'azdu l'tamayu. The Gemara is going to suggest that the machlokas that we had between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda halfway through yesterday's Amud Beis, halfway through Ayin Beis Amid Beis, between them, whether an androgynous could do the kiddush, the mixing of the Efer Para with the water, that is going to be lishitasam on another issue. The Sanya, as we learned in a brisa, kok sherim lekadesh chutz micher shot v'katan. The Tanakam is of the opinion that anybody can mix the dirt with the water for Efer, except for a cheresh shot v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda machshir v'katan. Rabbi Yehuda says that a katan can, and the only ones that can't are an isha and an androgynous. Notice the chachamim make no mention of an androgynous. My time of the rabbanon. Why is it that the tanakam of the rabbanon don't make an issue of it? Because the pasuk says, "V'lochu latame me'efer sreifas hachatas." And we darshan, "Hanich tepsili basifa psulin bikidush." Those individuals that are not allowed to gather together the ash from the paraduma. Rashi explains three lines on the bottom that we darsh in the pasuk for asaf ish. The pasuk says for asaf ish tahar, and we darsh number one for asaf ish is not precluding a katan. Tahar is to lahachshir esa isha, allows a woman to do the asifa, bringing it together. Dynamics of that rasha Rashi goes on to explain, but either way, that is the makar for the rabbanan in regards to asifa. And therefore, once the Rabbanan are of the opinion that an Isha is allowed to do Asifa, so then in such a case, then they're allowed to do the Kiddush as well. Back into the Gemara, two lines before the wide, seven lines from the bottom. Hanich de psili pa Asifa psulim b'kiddush. Hanich de achshirim b'sifa ksherim b'kiddush. The ones who are apostle to do the Asifa can't do the Kiddush. The one who can do the Asifa can do the Kiddush as well. And a woman who's acceptable of doing the Asifa could also do the Kiddush as well. Rabbi Yehuda Amalecha, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Imkei nemakra v'lokach, mai v'lokchu. The Torah, when it says the description, when it gives a description of the mixture of the Efer with the Mayim, says v'lokchu latomei me'efer sreifa sachatos v'nosan al v'mayim chayim el keli. It uses the plural. Mai v'lokchu, says the Gemara in the first wide line, dafil hanach de psulin hasam k'sheira hacha. Even those who are possible. In other words, a katan, Rashi explains, that would be possible for the asifa because it says ish, nevertheless, he's going to be kosher for the kiddush. Analyzes the Gemara, ihachi ishanami. But if that would be so, then even in a woman should be acceptable. And says the Gemara, v'nasan v'lo nasna. Since the pasuk says, v'nasan alav mayim chayim el keli, so it's coming to tell us that a woman is going to be possible because the male form is used and not the female form. Rabbanan continued to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda how to read that pasuk. Iksiv alakach v'nasan hava mina shokel chad v'yoev chad. V'nasan doesn't mean to preclude the woman because the word v'lakach has nothing to do with coming to teach us that even those that are normally possible for the asifa are possible for the mixing. There's another reason why they would be kosher for the mixing, because there's another reason why it says v'lakhu in the plural. Because if it had said v'lakach minasan, I would have thought that whoever does the asifa has to do the mixing. kasher rechman v'lachu. So that's why we have the plural, but not to tell us that anybody would be kasher. Asks the Gemara, I kasher rechman v'lachu v'nasnu. Why doesn't the Torah say both it, them in the plural, v'lachu v'nasnu? Have a mina d'shakli trei v'yav trei, that two people should take and two people should mix. It's coming to tell, it tells us one in the plural, one in the singular. Even if the two people did the asifa, if one did the mixing together, that would be acceptable as well. Hence our Gemara says that when it comes to androgynous, according to the Rabbanan, it's not going to be a problem, because what's an androgynous? A mixture of a man and a woman. According to the, as our Gemara just developed, when it comes to an Isha is also acceptable for the Kiddush. So an androgynous also will be acceptable for a Kiddush as well. Continues the Gemara on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Now we go back to another topic that was discussed earlier, and that is the status of a Tful Yom sprinkling and mixing the water of the paraduma. Says the Gemara on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, "V'hi zatar al tamei tar michlal shehu tamei." It says that the tahar will spring onto the tamei. The emphasis over here, says Rashi, is hatahar, that I made him tahar. Says Rashi, "Shetiharti l'chakan michlal shehu tamei l'davar acher." We're talking about someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu made tahar for this process, but was really tameh for other things. Continues Rashi, let's take a look at this because this is important, Rasha. Kigon tful yom, kigon, continues Rashi, shtova tful yom shetame l'truma. A tful yom is tameh l'truma. So here, Paltar is telling us that even though it's full yom, someone who's gone to the mikveh that day, on the night, and that night he's going to become tahar, but he's not entirely tahor yet to be able to eat truma, he could mix the efer hapara. Mechmal shu tamei liman al tful yom, says the back into the Gemara, shekasha bapara. Period. Says the Gemara, bo minay mer Rav Sheshes. They ask the following shayla of Rav Sheshes. Arel, our parak, of course, is parak ha-arel, mahu b'maiser. If someone is uncircumcised, is he allowed to eat maiser? Could he eat maiser sheni? Just like when it comes to, it's like when it comes to carbon pesach, we say that carbon pesach can't be eaten by when one is an onen, because the Torah says by meiser sheni that one is not allowed to lochal tivoni mimenu. So too the halach is by pesach. We learn from there that you can't. Yalf nami meiser mi pesach leinyan arelos. By pesach the Torah says ora lo yochamo, and we learn now meiser sheni in the other direction now, that if we could equate pesach to meiser, to learn from meiser to pesach, then we can learn from pesach to meiser, then arel is also not going to be acceptable. That's one side. O dilma chomer mikal yalf kal mi chomer lo yof, that we could learn out pesach from meiser, because that is chomer from the kal, but the lenient one, meiser, you cannot learn out from pesach to aser the arel. That's the shaila. Amar lehu, so Rav Sheshes responded, Tini tua, we learned, hatrumav habikurim chayav nalem misa v'chaymesh v'asur in lazarim. It comes to truma and bikurim, that if you eat it, you chay misa b'dei shemayim, you also have to pay a fifth, and it's prohibited to zarim. V'nichsei koin is also the property of the koin, and in regards to bitul midrabanan, the only way you could be mevatel is v'olim be'echad umeya. Only if there's 100 times the chulin to the truma is it considered batel. Uti'ina rechitzas yadayim v'herav shemesh, and you also, the kohen needs to wash his hands, as well as if he's at the full yom, as we described above, he needs herav shemesh. Hare elu betruma ubikurim, and these are the halachos that apply to truma and bikurim. Masha inkeim b'maiser, but these halachos do not apply to maiser sheni. V'im isa, and if it would be correct that the halacha is, then arel is mutar b'maiser, so then nisni arel aser behen. Mashein kim b'maiser. It should have said that another difference is that when it comes to maiser sheni, it's mutar ba'arel, but when it comes to truma and bikurim, it's aser ba'arel. It's a strong raya, but the Gemara pushes it away. Ton of Ashir, you're right, there are other differences between Truma and Bikurim on the one hand, or more Mekalon and Maiser Sheni, but the Tana left out other things. Asks the Gemara, a rule that we have in Shas is if when we give the answer of Ton of Ashir, you have to show that there are other cases that were left out. Umay Shir, the High Shir, answers the Gemara, Shir. Tikatani Seifa, the Seifa says the following, Yesh b'maiser
ubikurim masha enkein betruma. There are some things that apply to maisim bikurim that don't apply to truma. Up until now, the Brisa that we were quoting said truma and bikurim have many things in common. Well, there are a couple of things that Meiser and Bikurim have in common. What are they? Sha Meiser and Bikurim tu'unan avos malchum. Meiser, Sheni, and Bikurim both have to be in Yerushalayim. V'tu'unan vidui. And you have vidui Meiseris and vidui Bikurim that we know from the beginning of Parshas Kisavo. Bi'arti min ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. Va'asar lo'oinen. And according to this opinion, it is prohibited for an oinen to partake not only in Meiser as well as Bikurim in kashrus to Truma. Reb Shimon disagrees in regards to Bikurim. That the Gemara will explain later on. Now the Gemara is medayik. V'ilu asur levar ben betuma. The halacha that it's prohibited to even burn and have hanah from the hadlakas haner when you can't eat the peros Meiser sheni or the peros Bikurim, that prohibition that we learned, V'ochlim betumas atzman loke, and if the fruits are tummy and you eat them, you get malchus. Mashen came betruma, but truma does not have this prohibition that you're allowed to burn it. We know that from the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, that you're allowed to burn truma tmeya. And if someone eats the truma tmeya, he does not get malchus. Loktani, that distinction is not mentioned. Alma tana v'shir, so we see that there is a tana v'shir, and that's the answer to our theoretical raya that we wanted to say that an RL seems from the Brisa to be permissible by Meiser, that you can't deduce that from the Brisa because there are other things as well that are left out from the Brisa. So it seems to be an open question as far as what was asked her of Sheshes in regards to an RL eating Meiser. And if you take a look at the Ein Mishpat, the Ein Mishpat seems to say that we are able to learn out Meiser from Pesach, that just like Pesach, an Aral is Aser, so too the Maskanas HaGemara is that an Aral would be Aser to Meiser as well. Vasurin La'onen. And we also learned in that Brisa that we just mentioned on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, we now continue three lines from the top of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, that it's prohibited for an Onen to partake in Bikurim. And interestingly, Rabbi Shimon is Matir. So it says the Gemara, Vasurin La'onen, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Minolahu. How is it that there's a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan of whether an one is allowed to partake of Bikurim. Minolahu dichsiv vosucha lecho b'sherecha masar digoncha v'sirasha v'yitzarecha utrumas yotcha. The pasuk says that you cannot eat outside of Yerushalayim all of these maisaros. V'amemar utrumas yotcha elu Bikurim. It's referring to Bikurim. Iskish Bikurim the Masa. Ma Maser Aser La'onein. The Tanakhama holds that just like Meiser, the Torah Beferish says, Lo achalti va'oini mimenu v'lo vi'arti mimenu betame lo achalti va'oini, in the beginning of Parshas Kisavo, telling us that there is a prohibition of an onein taking part of Bikurim. So too, of Meiser Sheni, af Bikurim Aser La'onein. So too, when it comes to Bikurim, it's also Aser for an onein to partake. Rabbi Shimon, Truma Karin Rachmana. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says that's not what the Torah is saying when it says Truma Siyadcha. The Torah does not equate Bikurim to Meiser in that pasuk. Ma Truma Muteres La'one. But rather, it means to tell us something else. It means to equate Bikurim to Truma. Just like Truma and Onen is allowed to eat, Af Bikurim Mutar La'one V'chayovim B'bir. So too, becomes to Bikurim, it's Mutar and Onein, as well as that there is a chiyuv of beer. So this is the svara of Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara explains, V'chayovin bibiur. I ran through the stop sign before. Af bikurim mutar l'onein, period. V'chayovin bibiur. Rabbi Shimon Palter. We learned that when it comes to Meiser Sheni, we had a machlokes with Meiser Sheni, bikurim, achayovin bibiur, that Rabbi Shimon holds that they are not, while the Tanakhama holds that Meiser Sheni Bikurim is saying that both of them are chayuv in biur, and Rabbi Shimon exempts Bikurim from biur. Mar makish umar lo makish. The machlokis is whether we equate Bikurim to Meiser. The Torah, of course, says that you need to do biur for Meiser. The machlokis is whether that applies for Bikurim as well. So that will be the crux of that machlokis. We also learned in the previous Vaisa, va'asa levar men betuma va'ochlim betumas atzman. We had also learned that when it comes to burning the fruits for fuel, so then in such a case it's prohibited to do when it comes to Bikurim and Meiser. as well as that if you eat them when they're tame, then you get malchus. Minolan. How do we know that? The sign we learn, Bryce, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. We say in regards to meiser, lo be'arti menu, in regards to meiser, as we said, lo be'arti menu betame, bein shani tame v'hutar, bein shani tar v'hutame. That there is a prohibition to do bior when it is tame. Ve'echem muzra al'achilah. So how do we know that I'm not allowed to eat it when you are tame? How do we know there's an iser? What's the makar that there's an iser? The Torah says, lo be'arti menu betame, but it doesn't tell us what, doesn't give us the Makara Iser. Asks the Gemara on the question, any yodeya, you don't know? Tumas agut behed yaksiv bey, nefesh asher tigam bo, utmeya, ad ara velo yachol minakachim, kim rachatz besaroi b'mayim. That we see that the Pasuk says that you're not allowed to eat from kachim. Now, what's a little bit vague over here is the Gemara only on ayin dalet amud beis is going to tell us that that Pasuk is talking about Maiser Sheni. That Rashi points out, Dibra Maschu lo yachal min kadoshim. So that's the prohibition for eating when you're tame. Hachi kami baile. So the Gemara explains, no, this is the question. Tumas atzmo minayin. Not when you are tame that you can eat from Maiser. That is the pasuk that we mentioned above. But rather, when it is tame, how do you know? Tame lo ma lo sucha lachol b'sherecha Maiser d'gancha. It says that you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, the Maiser. L'halonu amar b'sherecha t'ochlenu. The pasuk in Devarim says that chulin you could eat as tamei v'tar. V'tanet v'ri b'shmal filu tamei v'tar ochan al shulchan echad b'kara achas. V'ein choshin that you're allowed to have a tamei v'tar eating together because there's no requirement of tahara. V'kamer rachman ahu dar melecha hasam b'sharecha tachlanu. Only in that case when it's chulin hacha. But when we're talking about the things that you're not allowed to eat b'sharecha, including ma'aser sheni lo tochel, then you should not eat them together. We also learned in the Braisa, Masha Enkein Betruma, that Truma is different, that there is no Iser of lighting up Truma Tmeya for fuel, and that we learned in Mishnayis in Masech Shabbos. Yet, we see in today's Sugya, that when it comes to Bikurim and Meiser, it's not this way. Minolan, how do we know that Truma you're allowed to? Amr Avo, Amr Biyachon Damakra, Lo V'arti Menu Betamei. The Torah says, I didn't destroy of it when it was tummy. Mimenu yatam ma'avir. You're not allowed to destroy bikurim. And ma'isir, the Pasuk there is talking about ma'isir sheni, you can't. Avalata ma'avir sham shal truma shenitma. But you're allowed to burn truma t'me. Asks the Gemara, ve'eme mimenu yatam ma'avir avalata ma'avir shem shal kodesh shenitma. How do we know that we're talking about truma that you're allowed to? Maybe it's talking about kodshim. Says the Gemara, lav kal v'chomer. Uma ma'asar kal omra teri l'me'artim menu b'tummy. Kodesh chomer lo kol shekein. If the halacha is that you can't burn, ma'aser certainly truma's kodesh. Says the Gemara, ihachi truma nami kavl chomer. Why truma should also be a kavl chomer? Answers the Gemara, aksiv mimenu. It says mimenu lo biarti mimenu betame, and that's coming to preclude truma. Says the Gemara, ma'riisa. Why did you think to say that precludes truma not kodesh? Mistabra answers the Gemara, kodesh lo matinu shekein pei nun kuf ayin. Chaf Samach, that Kodesh has these 6 different properties. Number one, it has Pigul. Number two, it has Noisar, the prohibition of Noisar. Mi'ila, Kares, Va'asar, La'onen. So all of those things would indicate that that would be a reason you shouldn't be able to burn Kachim, because it's more Chomer. Adarabba, says Gemara, but there are more things that Truma is more chum about. Loma, Tinu, Shekein, Machbaz. What are these four things? Misa, if you eat a Pesho Yechayiv, Misa, Bidei, Shemayim. The Chomesh, you have to add a Chomesh when you pay back. The Ein Lapidyon, and you can't redeem Truma. Vasurim, Lazar. So in that way, Truma is more chum. And Gemara, Hanech, Nefish, and Kachin has more Chumras, and therefore, the halacha is that you can't burn Kachim Tmeya. However, for your personal benefit. However, when it comes to Truma, you can. Why? Because Kachim is even more Chomer. V'ba yisem karis adifa, or you could say that because karis is punishable, Kachim is punishable by karis, if you eat Tumas Aguf of Kachim v'chayv karis, in contrast to Misa bidei shemayim, so karis is worse, hence, we will be, if we had to choose what we would be more machmer, and if it's unclear what the Pasuk is saying is okay to have hana from it when it is tame by burning it, like shem and truma, we would choose shem and truma over shem and kachim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Gimel in Meseches Yevamos.